telling us anything by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. It's Ryan in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan.
Hey, guys. Sounds like you're on a white line or something. I might be losing you. But I wanted to comment on the discussion you've been having about violence and aggression and the initiation of force.
Sure. You sound fine. So go right ahead.
Okay. So I wish I could find the essay or remember what it was called. When I was first introduced to the ideas of liberties of liberty, I read an essay that essentially built the non-aggression principle up from the ground up. It started with the idea of self-ownership and built it into the non-aggression principle. And when it did that, it built the non-aggression principle as sort of inherently having a degree of proportionality built into it. So to go back to the, you know, extreme example of, you know, the girl picking the flower being shot, that would be a violation of the non-aggression principle because it is not proportional to the harm that was caused.
Very good. I agree with that completely.
I agree with you too. However, the problem with the non-aggression principle, I believe that when it is stated, it's a simple axiom, which is that you shall not use force, initiate force to achieve political or social gains. And you can really just shorten it down to you will not initiate force, which says essentially in the not saying, it leaves room for if force is initiated against you, you then may use it.
Right, exactly, in self-defense. But see, when I was introduced to it, it was you may use it proportionally.
It doesn't but it doesn't even say it in self-defense. What it sort of says is that if some kid does something terrible to me in the third grade, that I can come back and kick the crap out of him 30 years later. I mean, he initiated force, didn't he?
He did indeed.
It is stretching. I understand. However, it's a simple axiom.
Right, I agree with Mark. It's wide open for that sort of abuse.
I mean, that's the type of rationale that lets these teenage gangsters start shooting at people for looking at them.
I get where you're coming from, man, but these teenage gangsters shoot at people, and if you give them a simple axiom that says that they can shoot at people, they will then feel justified.
Your thoughts,
right,
Stephen? Or Ryan, rather?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I think though that words are symbols, and they're imperfect symbols. And the non-aggression principle, especially, is extremely brief or terse or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bound to have some imperfection. So when I think about the non-aggression principle, I just try to think about it in terms of proportionality. Going back 30 years later, shooting the kid on the picking the flower. So then the debate comes about whether or not it's a response to perceived or actual violence, but rather is it a proportional response? And I think, that makes it a little bit easier.
So
I agree with you.
If it's a proportional response, are you then justified in doing it later? So if, for instance, a guy, takes your television set, are you allowed to go over to his house and beat the crap out of him?
A
month later?
And the other thing I think is you guys are putting into a little bit sort of an artificial jail in that, you can't have any other moral except for the non-aggression principle. And I don't think that's true. I think pacifism is compatible with the non-aggression principle.
Sure it is.
I think restitution is compatible with the non-aggression principle.
I agree.
So, and I think to answer your question, again, you're getting into where words are imperfect. What is proportionate? And I think to define proportionate, in Mark's case, it's going to be the courts. In Ian, in my case, and other voluntaries, it's going to be, arbitrators.
Oh, I'm all for arbitrators. I mean, I think the court system stinks.
It sounds to me like what I'm hearing is that, Mark, you're saying the non-aggression principle isn't perfect. I agree with you. And, Ryan, you're saying that it's your understanding that the non-aggression principle has to do with proportionality. But Mark's response to that is it doesn't say that. So that's just how you were taught the non-aggression principle. The principle itself doesn't mention proportionality, and it's a good addition to it. I think it's an important modification to
the guideline.
Right. And I think it's important to talk about it on that basis. So I think we all agree on what everybody is saying here.
I mean, the non-aggression principle is sort of a tool where you don't immediately always retaliate if a force is put against you. It's sort of a lens that you interpret that aggression through. Should I respond aggressively to this? Should I respond proportionally? Should I up the ante on that proportion? Should
and
I do
my
nothing?
Is my response actually going to be an initiation of its own? So.
All good questions. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Ryan?
No, that was really about it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
So, Josh, you're known as Angry Josh, and I must say I have a – and I don't know if that's true. I don't really know you well enough to know whether you're angry or not.
I know how to flare off when I have to.
Okay. I have, you know, a little bit of an issue as far as a temper problem at times. I'm not one to go just beat people up or anything, but I can get upset.
I had rage issues, but I've worked on
that. And I can tell you that there are times when I'm driving along in my car and I hear things on the news. This is happening less and less to me, but I can say that it has happened many times in my life. When I'm hearing things on the news and I'm just upset and flabbergasted with what the coppers are doing, or the government or the military or whatever it is they're doing, and I can just imagine the scenario where I'm involved in whatever this atrocity is, and where I can just take out a gun and smoke a copper or two, or stop this in some way, stop this violence that's occurring. Does that happen to you?
Everybody has a boiling point. I think my boiling point would be when it comes to my doorstep, or if I happen to be walking around and it's brought right in front of me.
So, I
can see myself going to jail for the first time for what one might call resisting arrest or assaulting an officer, which I would call keep your hands off of me.
Right. Well, I can tell you that's going to go poorly.
The question was, do you think of violent things, right? Wasn't that the question?
Does it happen to you? I'm only being honest.
Yeah, I play out scenarios in my mind, how I might respond to certain attacks, how I might engage somebody.
Does your
who
blood
was
get
fighting
heated?
Me?
You know, you get all, your heart rate increase. You just kind of feel this tenseness inside you.
I lost my temper in the kitchen the other day, and I threw a butter knife across the kitchen and lodged it in a cupboard.
What was that about? That was some coworker or something?
Something with a friend.
I guess I'm not talking about, have you ever lost your temper? What I'm asking is, do you think about things that the government does, the police do, and they do them? I get the stories every single day. Doing this job can be stressful. I know, but the listeners can tune in and tune out over months, and they can listen for a few months, drop off when it's getting too much for them, whatever. I do it 6 nights a week, and I've done it for 8 years now, or something like that. Ian, how long? 7 years?
Yeah, about that. It gets to me, definitely. That's what brought me to Keene, is it kind of destroyed me mentally for a long time. I didn't know what to do with that anger or that depression or how to channel it positively.
That is a validation of what I said the other night on this program about the loneliness factor. You had said earlier, Josh, that you'd felt like you were the only one who thought about freedom in the way that you were thinking about it. You were frustrated by that, and I know that's not a unique experience. There are a lot of people around the country who felt as alone as you did, and one of the reasons that we talk about the Free State Project a lot is to point out to them that, hey, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to feel this way. But what I had suggested, and I think it was last week on the program, I suggested that the reason why there's so much of the gun polisher mentality, the violence is the answer mentality, you can take my guns lead first, that kind of mentality that you hear amongst a lot of the liberty movement.
And you've heard it on the show.
You've heard it on this show. I've said it in the past, is because of the loneliness factor. Is because these are people who believe there is no hope. These are people who believe that they just have to arm up so that if the government comes after them someday, they'll be able to take a few of them out before they get taken out first. And that it's that belief system perpetuated out over time, leading them down this kind of spiraling path of madness to collecting more weapons and building bombs and doing who knows what to prepare for the day that the government comes for them. Whereas when you get together with other people like we have here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many of whom are very peacefully minded and are looking at peaceful solutions to society's problems, that's when the other options start opening up for you. Because when it's just you, all by yourself, living out in the woods or whatever, wherever you live.
Or in a booger hut.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere else to go besides just take them out if they come for you. But if you're with a whole bunch of other people, all of whom are committed to peace, then once you've got non-cooperation opened up as an option, there are all kinds of things that can be done that don't ever involve raising a fist or being violent in retaliation.
Humans just...
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to Frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to Frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Izzola, and more, discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit nheld.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Josh.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. We give it all to you free. And you can hear them and see them at listen.freetalklive.com. Speaking of listening, audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We're going to continue with your calls here in just one moment. Just want to continue. Josh, you were attempting to say something as we were going out to the break. We were talking about the hopelessness that so many liberty-minded people feel about the future and how that hopelessness and that despair leads them down a path toward this sort of preparation for the end times.
To fall into the lone nut stereotype.
They absolutely are, and it's so easy to do because you feel like liberty is so important to you, but nobody else cares, so when they finally come for you, you're going to go out blasting, and you're going to take some of the statists out with you. I know. I've thought of those things in the past. I've thought of the violent scenarios have flashed through my mind, but as soon as I found the Free State Project and got excited about the idea of moving together with other like-minded people, then over time I found a message of peace. I found that forgiveness and understanding and compassion is a much better approach to solving problems than retaliation and striking back. It's been being around people in this movement that has helped move me in that direction. So I think once you get around other people that also love liberty, the hope factor returns. And if you have hope again, then you don't have to be thinking about things like arming up and going out in a blast of gunfire. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I mean, I wasn't thinking violence. But
I have.
I was lost. I was going to consign myself to wander the continent on a bicycle for a while and see wherever I ended up.
I understand having felt that way too, but I can tell you when I hear some news stories, but less often than it used to be, I've just like the solution that comes to me because it's okay to use force if it's been initiated against you, is to use force as a way to solve the problem. And it's really a bad solution whenever you're dealing with the government to use force.
Absolutely.
One of the issues that Free Talk Live has had throughout the years, Ian, and you know it as well as I do, is that it's sort of been, some people have said, this is a depressing show. You guys always have bad news, right?
Sure, that's a critique leveled at us.
It's been a critique leveled at us, and I've got to say that it's been tough for me to do the show sometimes because it used to be I didn't watch the news. There was a time in my life about 10, 15 years ago, I simply didn't watch the news. I didn't read newspapers, and my answer to that was I've gotten tired of getting lied to. I don't mess with that stuff anymore. But I obviously cannot do an issues-oriented show without addressing the news. And
right.
So I have to read these articles, and I find them to be enraging at times.
As well should be.
Outrageous, right. And so what does a red-blooded, virile man do about things that outrage him?
He gets ornery.
Well, he might decide that he's going to solve the problem with violence.
Yeah. But you've actively changed away from that.
It's not going to work. I mean, how is it? Look at the Killdozer guy. Great example.
Example after example. The guy that went in and capped some of the city council members. We told that story, I think it was last year. Just walked in and started busting caps in the mayor and the city council. And, you know, he is, of course, escorted as taken out as a lone nut. And there have been so many stories of the lone nuts going in and doing violence in retaliation against the government. And by all means, the government has harmed these people. They have targeted them. They've targeted their businesses. They've ruined their lives. They've destroyed their livelihood. And so it's all understandable, to me at least. Having come from that angry perspective, I understand why they're upset. I understand why they went in there guns blazing. These are people who felt like they didn't have anything left to lose. They'd already had it all taken away from them by the agents of the state. So I can't say I blame them for their response. But at the same time, I also know that their response does nothing to further liberty in our lifetime. In fact, it actively works against it because it just gives the state the ammunition they need to show liberty-minded people to be a bunch of nutters and decide to amp up the police state as a result of that.
Just one more body to fuel the forge. That's all that someone like that is.
Right. And as I mentioned before, it's lowering yourself to their level. They are the ones who are violent. They are the ones who solve their problems through the aggression against their neighbors. We should not be like them. We should not even think, you know, if we think about being like them, we should put those thoughts aside and think about being the better man and forgiving them, which is why I said that even Barack Obama and George Bush deserve forgiveness instead of some sort of nasty punishment. Because that's what that's what's going to end this, is to tell these government people, hey, look, at least I hope it will, to tell these government people, look, we know you've done wrong and we don't appreciate it. But at the same time, we're not going to continue the process of doing wrong to try to solve past wrongs. We're going to just say, please stop, and we forgive you. That's my approach now, and that's why I'm a member of the Keene Police Hugging Squad, to get out there and to show compassion to these people, to show them that I'm a human being, and I would like them to behave as human beings should behave.
Well, I agree with you on the premise of not holding police officers or soldiers, military people, responsible for the harm that they have caused in the.
Oh, I think they're responsible for it. I just think they should
hold
be forgiven.
Them responsible.
Oh, I will. Firebombing a village from the air does not make you a hero, no matter how much you want to play up that narrative.
Sure, but I don't think I don't think you're going to get many soldiers on your side, and I can tell you that I do believe that that military members are great proponents of liberty, and you and I know many of them. So if you want to hold them responsible and have a trial for each one of these people and punish each one of them, I agree with what you've said. However, if you want to punish each one of them, how are you going to get them on your side, you know?
I'm not talking about a formal punishment in a court.
I'm talking about that. Now,
morally responsible that they can be held.
I
don't know if that matters.
Yeah, I don't know if it matters. So, well, the reason I don't believe that you should do that is because there are a lot of government people out there. A lot of people work for the government. I've heard numbers in excess of 50% if you can count the government contracts and the people that work for the companies that have these contracts. So I think from a practical standpoint, you simply cannot hold these people responsible. However, when you talk about somebody like George S. Patton, who said, as in the crossing of the Stars River, regarding his men, he said, I don't care if it takes a bushel of dog tags, we're going to cross that river at noon today. When he could have waited 5 or 6 hours and lost a third or a quarter of the men, probably 25% of the men, the losses that you would have had. I mean, you don't think that guy's responsible for wholesale murder?
Sure, he's responsible.
You don't think he should face some kind of crime for that level of killing?
It's criminal negligence.
It's awful. It's just awful.
I think that if you're in search of justice, then you've got the wrong motivations.
I want justice. I do want a certain level of justice.
So why don't you cut his head off and hold it high for everybody?
Well, he's good and dead.
What do you want him to do?
Well, at this point, I'm just using his good example because it's difficult to get the modern day examples of what generals have had because of the Freedom of Information Act. Things change.
Well, you can rest assured the generals are ordering people's deaths in Afghanistan. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All those features, by the way, include the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan there at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, Pork Fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks, talking about liberty, and of course, there's a puppet from outer space, thinktwicenews.com. Go there and subscribe today. Today, it's thinktwicenews.com.
We're going to continue here with your calls in just one moment, but to continue briefly the discussion we've been having about pacifism. That was what originally kind of sparked all of this discussion about kind of the liberty person in this liberty movement who comes from the position of, we got to get all stocked up, get ready to fight, because the government's tyrannical and we got to fight them with violence. And I was suggesting that once you start getting around other people that also believe in freedom and are willing to actually work towards it, as we're doing here in New Hampshire, the violent options become less and less tenable. They become less and less of seeming like good options. It seems to me that peaceful solutions are the ones that we want to be working towards, because violence just feeds the machine. Violence just gives them exactly what they're expecting, exactly what they're trained to deal with, and exactly what they are hoping for. They want you to get violent because it's their excuse to retaliate with even more violence upon you.
Violence they're good at.
You can be a peaceful warrior. You can be prepared for the inevitability of war.
I I read that book, The Peaceful Warrior, and I'm all for what it says in it. But I just why use that terminology? Like it's like saying, you know, a bloodless killer. I mean, why use the terminology peaceful warrior? I just see no value in it.
Well, let me think about this one for a second. I would say that historically there's always been a warrior class in a society.
Yeah, yeah.
They need not be raiders or conquerors, but the ones that had the skill, the strength, the conviction, the training to defend those who couldn't defend themselves. That's the hallmark of a warrior.
Well, let's go back to the definition of pacifism, because we were talking earlier about pacifism, and of course the call came in, and the questions always come up when you use the term pacifism, and it's almost as loaded of a word as anarchist, in that
it
think that it may actually be misunderstood. And Mark, your interpretation of the term pacifism, I have to say, may actually fit with the definition here, so I'm going to share that with you. But it was my understanding that what you were basically saying is that pacifism means that you won't turn to violence and to solve your problems, right? That's not something that
violence is not a solution. You know, as far as I'm concerned, violence isn't a good solution to a problem.
It's not in your repertoire of options. And we were talking about how, well, yeah, if our wives or girlfriend or whatever are being raped, then at that point we may decide to defend their.
I don't even like that term. What I'm going to do is I'm going to prevent further harm.
Right, so you're not engaging in that defensive action for the purpose of harming the individual that is trying to rape your wife. You're engaging in it for the purpose of stopping what is being perpetrated. Is that correct?
Preventing further harm, right.
Right. Well, the definition of pacifism is, according to dictionary.com, opposition to war or violence of any kind. But then when you go and you look, and then there's further definitions like the refusal to engage in military activity because of one's principles, the principle or policy that all differences among nations should be adjusted without recourse to war. So most of the definitions of pacifism
have specifically to do with war
and the military. But the number one definition, opposition to war or violence of any kind. So that leads me, of course, to wonder, well, what's the dictionary say about violence? And the number one definition of violence is physical force exerted for the purpose of violating, damaging, or abusing. So by that definition, and I realize we're playing semantics here, but by that, and I think words are important and definitions are important. So by that definition, violence is only violence when the purpose is to violate, damage, or abuse. So the man raping or attempting to rape your wife is engaging in violence because he's attempting to violate, damage, or abuse. Whereas you, by stepping in and doing whatever you need to do to stop his act of violence, is actually not considered, by definition at least, a violent act. It's a defensive act.
It makes sense to me.
It would
I
be
just
violent
don't want it to look
you,
it for me. It's just not about, thinking about solutions in the form of violence.
But in that case, it would become violent if you did more than stopping it, right? Because if he was trying to rape your wife and you were, you know, successful in just being able to scare him off as opposed to cutting his head off after you'd managed to scare him off or shooting him in the back as he's running down the driveway or something like that, then you would have turned the tide and at that point you would have become, your purpose would have been to violate, to damage, or to abuse because you would have gone over that proportional response, what we were talking about earlier with the earlier caller. So it sounds to me that by those definitions, your perspective of being able to respond to stop a violent act with whatever means necessary that are proportional to the violence is not actually, in point of fact, violent.
Right, and I can tell you that some people in the pacifist movement, for instance, the Quaker Church, I go to Quaker meeting pretty much weekly, and some people there eschew guns of any kind, and I think that one can be a pacifist and still own a gun. I don't see that there's necessarily somehow a rift there. I don't.
I think you're right, and according to what I've just read, that makes sense. So we continue with your phone calls and go to, I think, Dan is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Dan.
Hey guys, before I get into my point, I wanted to say that you said this is semantics, but in fact it's etymology. Violence comes from the same root of the word violate, which means that it implies that you're violating somebody's rights. There's such a thing as defensive force. You need not use the word violence in that, in that category.
Got it.
Very good, sir.
Okay, well, I did want to make a point about racism, but since Josh is there, and Josh, I understand that you are sort of a ex-leftist socialist type.
Mm-hmm. I was confused at one point, yes.
Okay, well, there was a discussion a while ago about worker ownership of businesses and stuff like that. And, you know, Ian, you brought up the point about how, well, if you owned a business, how would the workers go about taking the business from you? And you said that it probably couldn't be done without violence, right?
Right. We had a Marxist, a self-proclaimed Marxist on the phones talking about this utopian world where all the workers would somehow gain control of all the businesses. And I just wanted to know from him how that would be accomplished. And he didn't really have a good answer because he didn't want to advocate for violence either.
Well, I have good news for the leftists, and I think that it's important that we discuss this because it's a good way to bring in those who are skeptical about hierarchy, even voluntary hierarchy, into the side of liberty. And that is the fact that the whole employee-employer relationship, the whole top-down, you know, this guy controls tens of thousands of employees, you know, and we call him the boss. That is basically a holdover from feudalism. And it only exists today because the government creates an artificial excess of labor through wage laws and making it difficult for people to start their own businesses. If there were no limit on the ability of people to start their own businesses, then what we would see is a lot of independent contractors who get together to form companies who would hire managers. And one contractor may work for a number of different firms. And the manager could be fired, just like today, any employee can be fired. And it wouldn't even be a firing. It would just be a ceasing of the association between these people.
You know, it makes a certain amount of sense to me. The fact is that the worker has the monopoly privilege on their labor. It's the one monopoly that exists in the marketplace, I think, legitimately. And, you know, they should be able to work for whom they wish to work for. And, in fact, you'll see it in many careers where, you know, if you're not talking about the very top or the very bottom of careers, people can come and go as they please. I had a employer in the radio industry who decided to change my commissions out from underneath me, and I didn't like it. And within, I think it was a month, I had gone and found some other place to work. Mm-hmm. Within a short period of time, a couple of months, a few months later, I went in there to say hi to everybody, and Ian was working there. The guy offered me basically to double my pay to come back, and I'm like, no. So that's how the labor can decide.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak your call in here. The remaining moments of the program, the toll-free number again is 1-800-259-9231. And this is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HBX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll do our best to get your call on the air if you've made the call. I'm not going to give you the numbers at this point. There's no point. Because of people on the lines, they want to talk about stuff. This is Free Talk Live. That means you are allowed to talk about what you want. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them to you, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, into more ears around the Internet, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And not just that, but solutions to how do we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Oh, doggone it.
Yeah, my microphone here. Also, go to bigheadpress.com. They have over there several online comics. Two of them are serials that are going on right now. It's Escape from Terra, which is a serial about people that are living on the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. And the other one is Phoebus Crumb, which is a space pirate serial. But they also have some completed comics over there. That I have really enjoyed the stories. Go to bigheadpress.com. All these comics are free, and they're great, they're beautiful, and they're enjoyable and free. Bigheadpress.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Corby is on the line in Florida on the amp line. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to thought this morning. I was sitting at work and kind of overhearing some of the guys talk about how drunk they got over the weekend, and it kind of dawned on me the difference between Prohibition in 1929 and now is that, back in 1929, probably your boss was like, yeah, the password this week is Joe sent me, at the local speakeasy or wherever they were going to meet, wherever the underground liquor place was that week, where the talk of the town was probably, hey, can you believe these cops? We can't even go drink, or it was probably very socially acceptable, but now my work is a bunch of straights. So I have to keep, the fact that I took 20 bong hits on Saturday to myself, and I can't go, damn, I can't believe I can't smoke legally. I can't bring that up anywhere. They kind of make it your job is at stake. I can't go be seen on Keene at 4:20 in Tampa. You know, I can't be the lone idiot taken to jail, you know, showing up in Tampa to go to jail, you know.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You're talking about the cannabis celebrations happening here in Keene, New Hampshire, that have been going on a daily basis. One of the critiques that Julia was leveling today was that it's a bunch of kids. And it is a bunch of young people. It's mostly people, I would say, under the age of 25, maybe under the age of 23.
There are several masked men. I don't even know who they might be.
Well, that's true. And there are a handful of folks that are, you know, in their middle age. And it's not all young people, but it's mostly, I'd say, 85% at least young people. And they are not the best dressed of young, you know, they're not all wearing business outfits.
Or shoes.
No, I mean, it's a young group of people that... They probably don't have the same level of responsibilities in life that somebody who might have another 10 years on them does. And one of the reasons why you don't see people who have those responsibilities out there is because they're scared to death of what the consequences might be. They're scared of having some prohibitionist boss of theirs come down and give them the pink slip because they were out at some sort of an event like that. They're scared of what the consequences might be of getting something like a marijuana conviction on a permanent record. And it's unfortunate, but that's where we are, right? That's where most Americans are. They're scared to death of what the government can do and what the consequences could be of acting like free people. And until we get over that, until people who have that fear can overcome it, we're going to be stuck as slaves.
And that's the importance of these demonstrations in Keene. I was talking to coworkers about it today, and it appears they only think it's a bunch of useless stoners who want to get in together and smoke weed in public, and that's not it. It's about coming out of the darkness and not having to just smoke it as like a gargoyle hiding in a cave for your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it shouldn't be a deep secret that you keep from everybody that you know.
So, Corby, I don't blame you for keeping your secret, because you're right. There may very well be consequences. But I think that if you...
I had a lawyer... Sorry.
No, by all means.
I had a lawyer tell me once, you know, do all your drugs at home. And, you know, it's good advice. It's like, I can't go to jail or risk my, you know, I can't feed my dog or if I'm in jail or, you know, lose my apartment and those kind of things. So it's just, but I had a thought to how we could ever get rid of the government. It's kind of a little bit sci-fi, but if someone could ever invent a cheap, inexpensive force field, the government would be out of business, where they would say, I order you not to put that on the internet, where people... They would basically, if they could not use force against us, their bullets or tasers did not work, they would all just have to go home, because we could just say, sorry, I don't want to do that.
Read Visions of Liberty, a collection of short stories from Bain Books?
No, I have not.
Okay, go ahead and get Visions of Liberty. It's a collection of short stories through Bain Books. That's BAEN.com. And exactly what you're talking about has already been written by a short story author. And it's a really great story, and I often thought of it myself.
Sounds like a great idea. I look forward to it, and when somebody comes out with it, we'll be happy to plug it for them on the show. Thanks for the call, Corby. I appreciate
it,
sir.
One last thing,
yes, quickly.
Audible. Okay, there's a book called Damon from Audible.com, and I really recommend that. This guy, after his death, plans all this revenge against the FBI and stuff, but it's after his death, so they can't do anything to him. So it's a great book if anybody wants to get the Audible
Spell
book.
Spell it.
So. Damon, D-A-E-M-O-N.
Okay.
It's not a computer virus that he lets go after he dies, but it's a really cool book.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
If you think about a force field, it's the perfect defensive weapon.
Let us go to Jason in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
I saw this story on... MSNBC News. There was in Georgia, I think it was. They have these, this really strict law about sex offenders, and like they can't live within a certain distance of all these different places. I
yep.
can't remember
schools,
what
parks.
All they are.
Sure.
Yeah, and so
churches.
Basically, what because of this, and I think some other things. They are homeless. They can't find anywhere to live or anything. And the authorities like just told them to go live out in the woods or something. It's in the news right now.
Yeah, so this is. It's not just happening in Georgia. It's happening in other places as well, where there are similar laws where they're not allowed to live within certain radius of things like schools and parks and things like that. And it is driving them out to the outskirts of town, to places like scurvy mobile home parks where, or some scurvy motel, where that's the only place they can live because it's the only place that's far enough away from all the places they're banned from living near. And it's essentially it's creating a real problem because now you're driving all these perverts. I mean, some of them are, some of them aren't. But you're driving the sickos to be living together in close proximity to one another.
You're not exactly encouraging them to like mend their behavior and re-enter society civilly.
I can tell you nothing more dangerous than a group of perverts roaming around together, right? I mean, isn't that a terrible idea for your kids? Let's get all these guys together. In one place.
I think it's awful.
Stupid.
And I like your point, Josh, that this is completely discouraging to them. It makes their lives so much more difficult. And how are they supposed to ever engage in any kind of normal activities?
They won't. They'll prey upon the weak again with the society that shunned them.
If
like Frankenstein's monster. It's further evidence that monsters aren't created. I mean, they are created. They're not born. They're created and grown like weeds.
Well, I think that there's some nature and some nurture to it. But the question is, do you want to take two monsters who may, let's say that these guys enjoy the allures of young women. Well, young women can sometimes fight these guys off, and that's one of the dangers that they have. But if they can go out in a pair, mm-hmm. and they get together and say, hey, you like young women, I like young women. Let's get together and we can have them and then we can share them and it'll be great.
You've got this secluded wooded area that
right.
we know
we'll drag them off here. I mean, is this where you want these guys to end up? Because that's what's happening in Georgia.
We continue with your phone calls. Alex is in New Hampshire. You're on the Amp line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Have you ever seen the movie Taken?
Taken? No. What is that?
Is that with Liam Neeson?
Yeah, with Liam Neeson.
What is it?
It's just a movie where a guy's daughter gets kidnapped, and this guy's really badass. He's like Jack Bauer. And I was at a party in Seabrook over the weekend, and people were telling me about this guy, Mike Ruff, and they say that this guy is the most badass free stater out there, and I was just wondering if he's anything like Liam Neeson or Jack Bauer.
I know Mike. He's actually the free stater that introduced me to this movement. He's got some stories. He was in the military for a long time. He does firearm and defensive training, but he also works as a mediator and as an instructor to pupils. So
that's the only thing I've heard about him is that, in fact, he's an arbitrator and mm-hmm. Solves problems for people.
Very level-headed, very nice man.
Sounds like a good guy.
I heard that he was like a god, like he can just do anything and he, you know.
Well, I don't know much about that, but thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I don't know if most of our listeners know either. it is the show about absolutely anything, but you kind of have to be careful that you can. Hopefully, your anything will be relevant to our audience that doesn't know who Mike Ruff is. I mean, I live here in New Hampshire, and I've only heard his name. So, it has been Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.